The armed forces are taking a more aggressive approach to countering guerrillas in Iraq by using heavy firepower. The 1st Armored Division carried out two operations last night. One included a strike on a building the Army says was a known meeting, planning, and storage facility for insurgents. The new tactics could reduce the rebel attacks, but they risk alienating average Iraqis, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
In May, there were just half a dozen daily attacks against American troops. Now attacks average 30 a day. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who's in charge of U.S. ground forces in Iraq, said this week that it's time to consider drastic countermeasures.
Drastic would be defined as the application of all combat power that is available to us to defeat the enemy. Not a single tool that we have available would be spared if necessary to defeat that enemy.
Last night's U.S. attacks, part of Operation Iron Hammer, were demonstrations of that new aggressiveness, using Apache helicopters, ground forces, and AC-130 gunships, which are capable of laying down a devastating base of fire. Units of the 1st Armored Division conducted two operations targeting guerrillas and a facility in South Baghdad that was allegedly being used by anti-American insurgents. Earlier in the week, the U.S. used fighter jets and dropped several 500-pound laser-guided bombs on residential areas in Tikrit and Fallujah. Sources say the air attacks targeted suspected guerrilla homes and weapons caches. It marked the first use of attack aviation since President Bush declared an end to major combat May 1st. But with continued problems getting accurate human intelligence, some wonder if American counterattacks will prove effective.
We say our intelligence is bad. We say we don't know precisely who's attacking us. If that's the case, who are you going to be more forceful against?
Military analyst Lauren Thompson with the Lexington Institute believes it is the right strategy to take the fight to the remaining Saddam loyalists, Fedayeen guerrillas, and foreign fighters. But November is on track to be the bloodiest month of the U.S. occupation, a month Thompson says shows a faltering American military mission.
We can't find Saddam. We don't know who's attacking us. The frequency of attacks is way up. And the CIA says that many Iraqis are beginning to suspect that we can be beaten. That's not the profile of an army that's winning. We're losing ground here rapidly. And it's not hard to see why we would want to ratchet up the violence, but we better be sure we know who we're attacking, or we'll just make the situation worse.
From Vietnam to Somalia, the U.S. military has had major problems countering guerrilla fighters. Sam Gardner, a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel, doesn't think the U.S. will be able to craft a viable counterinsurgency strategy for Iraq. Gardner says using heavy firepower will only play into the hands of the insurgents and alienate average Iraqis. Gardner says the U.S. military should aggressively hunker down inside compounds and shift their focus to rebuilding while Iraqis take over day-to-day security.
Rather than heavy patrolling, rather than knocking down doors, rather than bombing with 500-pound bombs with F-16s, rather than the aggressive, heavy-handed thing, I think the solution might be more in protecting U.S. forces, make sure there are no major losses, and let time pass a while the non-military measures take over.
Counterinsurgency operations traditionally involve carrots and sticks, military crackdowns done in conjunction with efforts to gain the trust of the locals. And a new CIA intelligence report, which the White House refuses to confirm, paints a grim picture of the effort to win over Iraqis. The report allegedly says Iraqis are rapidly losing confidence in the governing council, the U.S. military, and the U.S.-led occupation. That skepticism is apparently pushing more ordinary Iraqis into the ranks of the insurgents. Analyst Lauren Thompson.
As of right now, the guerrillas are prevailing. Not only are they changing the minds of many Iraqis as to which side is likely to win, but they're beginning to raise doubts in the minds of many Americans about who's going to prevail.
The White House is clearly looking for ways to hand off political power to the Iraqis faster, but it's not clear whether this new get-tough counterinsurgency tactic will help or hurt that cause. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.